Halleluja, halleluja, halleluja. Halleluja Jesus. Vi prisar dig Jesus. Vi älskar dig Jesus. Vi ärar dig Jesus. Vi tackar dig för vem du är. Halleluja, vi prisar dig och vi välsignar ditt namn. Du är så god. Du är så god. Du är så god Jesus. O shika musandra basira. Du är så god och mäktig Gud. Vi tackar dig för din närvaro. Och vi tackar dig för det den samma igår idag för evighet. Och ingen som dig. Herre, vi lyfter upp ditt namn. O shaka musende besira boshire besira. Kerebe sabra kabo shorbo sika bo sanda. Kerebe shibre kebe sika bo sorbo shira. O ribondor bo shika bo serebe shika. O ribo shebre kebe sika bo sarabo shara. O ricotoro se kerebe shibre kebe sika bo sanda. O ricondor bo sebre kebe ndebe shibre kebe sira. Rika tarabo se kebe shira. Koro se kerebe shira. Rindo sebre kebe shika bo sara. O ribo sebre kebe shika bo sorbo shira. Ricandra basebre che beshika bosoroboshira riboshebre che beshika bosoroboshika o ribondoro sebre che beshika bosarabosa reke saka boshandra basira kerebe sebre che beshika bosoroboshira rindo sebre che beshika bosoroboshira reke besabra kaboshere beshika o ribondo sebre che beshika bosoro korose che beshinda rindo sebre che beshika bosarabosa ricavara sebre che beshira bosarabosara o riboshebre che beshika bosara o ribondo sebre che beshika bosarabosa kerebe sebre che beshika ricondoro bosira reke besebre che beshika bosorobosira o ribosebre che beshika bosarabosha reke besibre che beshika bosorobosira o ribondo sebre che beshika bosarabosaka o riboshebre che beshika bosarabosaka. Halleluja, vi prisar dig. Jag tar den på engelska så jag fick ta den inte på svenska. Det andra Korintobrevet 13:13-14. Det är Paulus som har skrivit den här församlingen i Korinth. Och han säger så här. The grace of Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be always with you. Andra Korintobrevet 13:13-14. The grace of God, the love of Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be always with you. That's what he's saying for this church. In Korinth. Han bara välsignar dem. Må Guds nåd vara med er. Med Kristi kärlek vara med er. Och han säger någonting här som är jätteviktigt. Gemensam relation med det heliga ande att vara alltid med er. Jesus came with grace. That's what the Bible says. He came with grace because law came of Moses, but grace and truth came of Jesus Christ. And that one was given to everybody who believe in Jesus. And now he said the love of God. The love of God is when he sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross. And that's for everybody who believe. And then he add something very special here. He say, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be always with you. We have received grace. Because grace came of Jesus. The love of Christ. We have received the love of Christ. When God sent his son Jesus to die for us, he showed us his love. And then he continues saying, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be always with you. The fellowship of the Holy Spirit. We have heard about the Holy Spirit. That is God's power that God has sent to each and everybody who believe. But now he said, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be always with you. We say sometimes we receive the Holy Spirit and we wonder, why are we still suffering? We have received the Holy Spirit. Why are we still going through this and this and this? Paul said, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be always with you. This is something special that Paul talked about here. The fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is the doer of the work. The Holy Spirit is the angel of God's presence. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus. And when you receive Jesus, you receive the Holy Spirit. But here Paul is talking about something special. He's talking about the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. The fellowship of the Holy Spirit be always with you. It's not only enough to receive the Holy Spirit, but we need to have the fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Last time I told you that if you want to go from one level to another, the Holy Spirit have to take over your soul. Once he take over your soul, then you will be changed to his glory revealed. People, they wonder, okay, we receive Jesus. We receive the Holy Spirit. But why are we still suffering? Something is here, the fellowship with the Holy Spirit. The fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit have to take over your soul. You need to surrender yourself to the Holy Spirit. And once you surrender yourself to God, then the Holy Spirit can take over your soul. And that's the most important. Then you find yourself live supernatural life. Why? Because it's not you living again, but it's the Holy Spirit living through you. But as long as we're still saying, I'm here, then you have the Holy Spirit inside you, but it doesn't take over your soul. And you are the one who has to allow the Holy Spirit to take over your soul. Then you can be changed to his glory revealed. Then you can be changed to the glory revealed. Paul said, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be always with you. How do we have that fellowship of the Holy Spirit? Jesus says something very special. He said, my house shall be called the house of prayer. My house shall be called the house of prayer. He didn't say that my house will be called the house of this and this and this. My house shall be called the house of prayer. The way we cultivate that fellowship with the Holy Spirit is through prayer. Prayer is something very, very important. We communicate with God through prayer. We give ourselves to God through prayer. We praise and worship God through prayer. And if we need a fellowship with the Holy Spirit, so we need to live the life of prayer. And the more you live the life of prayer, more you become overcome. You overcome the situation each and every time. Why? Because the devil is there around looking for somebody to destroy. But once you have the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, you live that prayer, in life in prayer, then he will never come near you. He will try, but he will never succeed because of the power inside you. Prayer is something very, very important. And there is something that is there. People can pray for you. People can pray for you. That's good. But there is something you need to do. You have to do your own praying for yourself. Your own praying. Don't only wait that people, they will pray for you. No, pray. Live the life of prayer. Cultivate that relationship with the Holy Spirit. Then you can see what is there. Then you can live that supernatural life. Life is something, prayer is something very, very special. All the men of God were the men of prayer. Because they knew the secret of praying to God. They knew the secret of praying to God.
More you pray, more your faith becomes stronger and stronger. It becomes stronger and stronger because you believe that God is going to give you what you pray for. More you pray, more you become closer to God. He said, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be always with you. That means to become one with the Holy Spirit, to become closer to God. Then you can see the supernatural. Then you can live that life that people, they will say, oh, what happened to you? No, God has done something new to me. Not only way that people, they will pray for you. No, live that life yourself where you say, I'm going somewhere just to talk to my Father. And when you surrender yourself to God, you say, God, I'm ready here for you. Do what you want to do in my life. When you pray for all your children and their grandchildren and here and there, more and more and more, then you can see a successful life. You'll be praying here in Brew, but your children will be saved in England. You'll be praying here in Brew, but your children will be saved in Russia. Why? Because of the prayer, the fellowship with the Holy Spirit who is everywhere. And how do we have to pray? When Jesus taught us how to pray. All the prayer is Father who is in heaven. But there is another type of prayer that people receive, that God has given to us when we receive the Holy Spirit, is praying in tongues. When you pray in tongues, you don't know what you're praying. You don't know what you're saying. But the Spirit who's praying through you is saying something special that God understands. I always encourage people, pray more in tongues than you can. Because the more you pray in tongues, more you get revelation. More you talk to God. Maybe you don't understand what you're saying. People may say, what are you saying? But you say, I'm talking to my Father who is in heaven. That's why it's very, very important to pray in tongues. There is prayer. We can say we start praying in tongues. We'll start praying in tongues here. And pray and pray and pray and praise God. And that's the type of prayer that God wants us to pray. Pray more in tongues. More you pray in tongues, more you kick out the devil where you're supposed to take you things. If it's sickness, just start praying in tongues. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. That sickness will disappear without anybody lay a hand on you. Christianity has become more like a religion where we always think that, oh, somebody will come and lay a hand on me. No, it's more than that one. We need to pray ourselves. Live that life of prayer. When we live the life of prayer, then the supernatural can happen. Abraham was one of the examples. Every time when Abraham was going somewhere, the first things Abraham was doing is to build an altar for the Lord, a place of worship. He's an example for us. And the more we pray, more we just say God to come in everything we do, more we succeed and go from one level to another. Then we can change this life. Disciples of Jesus Christ, they were praying and praying and praying. That's why the gospel came and reach to us. Paul says something. He said, I thank God I pray in tongues more than anybody in the church. He didn't want to show up, but he tells us that there is power when we pray in tongues. That there is power when we pray in tongues. When you pray in tongues, demons just fall down where they are. Sickness just disappear. You know, you had, oh, I had headache, but I pray in tongues, that disappear. Just keep on praying. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. I tell you, the storm is over. The storm is over. Now it's time for you to walk in what God has called you to walk. Walk in your inheritance. Now this is the time. Because the storm is over. There is another type of prayer that I want to talk about here. And that type of prayer is very, very special. It's in the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 28, and you go up. That's another type of prayer. In Romans chapter 8, and verse 26, in the same way, 26 to 28, in the same way, the Spirit also come to help weak as we are, for we do not know how to pray. The Spirit himself pleaded with God for us in groan that word they cannot express. That's another type of prayer. And how can you come to this level? I tell you, once you come to this level, then everything you say will come to pass. This is another level. How are we going to come to this level? It's when we were praying and praying and praying more in tongues. Then the spirits take those words that you cannot understand to the language that God understands. And that time of prayer is when you groan. You're praying and you groan with things. You groan with those words that word cannot express. You don't know what you're saying, but you pray like crying. Something is coming out of your heart, but you cannot express word. You cannot put word on those things. He said, with groans that word cannot express. You're praying sometime and you feel, you feel something is coming there. But those things, oh, God is bringing something, revelation to you. Then with things that word cannot express. And how? When we've been praying more and more in tongues. Then we came to this one. We can say, okay, let us start praying in tongues, and we'll pray in tongues. But we cannot say, let us groan, because this groan of the Spirit will come when we've been fully praying in tongues. Then you feel sometimes, something coming out of your spirit. And when it's there, nothing will be impossible to you. Nothing will be impossible to you. There is another level when you pray in time, in tongues. This level is when your spirit, together with the Spirit of God, then you feel yourself in your groans of your spirit. That word cannot express. You don't know how to put a word anymore to that one. It's the Spirit take over. And the Spirit now starts taking all those things to God. The groan of the Spirit. He said, then we come those groan that word cannot express. You cannot put word on those things. You cannot say, oh, let us start groan now. Whoa, because the Spirit is taking over. And once it's taking over, your prayer life becomes supernatural. Your prayer life becomes supernatural. The Spirit of prayer will come to you with your own strong desire. It needs your own strong desire to have the Spirit of prayer. Once you feel you need to pray, then that strong desire in you will send you to come to the level of prayer. And then nothing will become impossible. You start see the supernatural. You start see things that other people cannot see. You start having dreams. You start having dreams and you know, this dream I have, it has to pass. These dreams I have, it has to pass. And once you know these dreams, you know, it's the Holy Spirit talking to you. Answer to your prayer. When you groan in the Spirit. When you are praying in tongues. And then the groaning that word cannot express. Then you sleep in the night. You see dreams coming. And you know this is not a normal dream. Because you know when it's a normal dream. And you know when it's another God talking to you. And what you do have to do? Pray. Pray. Maybe somebody prophesied to you long time ago that it will be like this and this and this. And you say, I've been living all this time and I don't see those things. The time is here. The time is here. Through this prayer, when we pray together, then you see God open all those things that you can see His glory. Then you can see His glory. And once you see His glory, then the supernatural will start inside your life. Supernatural starts. And the people ask you, what's happened to you, sister? No, the Lord has done something new to me. The Lord has restored me. And then you start answering people with psalm. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Even though I go through the valley of death, I'll fear nobody because the Lord is with me. You have that confidence inside you. David said, even if the whole nation could rest against me, I will never be afraid because I know that the Lord is with me. That peace will come inside you. That peace will come inside you where you know that even if you go through the valley of death, even if the whole nation could rest against you, you know my God is stronger. You know my God is stronger. That's what you start saying to people. Why? Because he has made you to become a wonder in the eyes of other people. How? Once you cultivate your relationship, your fellowship with the Holy Spirit. You fear some. You, sometimes you say you're going somewhere and you say the Spirit say, no, don't go there. Oh, you come to that level. This is the level where we are going. Where you start going somewhere and you see the Holy Spirit say, don't go there. And then you stop, you go to another way. This is the level where we are going. You start, you're supposed to do something and the Lord told you, don't go there. Do something else. He starts guarding you. He starts leading you. You are supposed, maybe, you're supposed to say something and you hear the Lord say, no! Don't say that one. That's the way we are going. Where the Holy Spirit takes over. You're supposed to be angry about somebody and you hear the word, no! That's where we are going. When the Holy Spirit takes over, the fellowship with the Holy Spirit. You hear the word, there's a way for you here. Walk in it. Oh, you hear the word, I am with you. You be praying and then you sleep in the night. You just hear the word, I am with you. And that peace inside you, the world cannot give that peace. The fellowship of the Holy Spirit. You not wonder, you not worry, oh, my children are going there and there. You never have that one because you know the Lord inside me will perfect everything that which concerns me. Oh, Hashaka Busandra Basibra. Rika Tarabo Serebeshira Busaka. I love this man David. He said, the Lord will perfect everything that which concerns me. Even if my children, they are going somewhere, they are going to school, I know the Lord will perfect everything that which concerns me. That confidence will come inside you. You don't worry about this and this and this. No, you don't worry anymore because you know the Lord in you will do great things. Will do great things. And don't worry. Don't worry. You hear the word all the time. The Lord is talking to you that I am with you. I will lead you. I will protect you. Oh, I am your God. And nothing is impossible. How? When we yield to the Holy Spirit. When we yield to the Holy Spirit, then we can see the supernatural. Then you can see the supernatural, and then love will grow inside you. Because God is love. Then love will grow inside you. You become thinking, oh, you think about other people. Oh, you think about this and this and this and this. You think about all those things. Why? Because God will put those things in your heart. The fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Prayer is the key to communicate with God. Prayer is the key to communicate. Don't only pray when you come here. No, it's more than that one. It's more than that one. I always remember when the Lord sent me here, long time ago. We were in prayer and fasting, and prayer and fasting. I always remember the first time when I preach, and then I came back and asked my wife, how was the preaching? That's what it was. But when the Spirit told me, he told me, I make you a successful witness of my word. From that day, the way of preaching changed. The Holy Spirit need to take over. We need to yield to the Holy Spirit to cultivate that relationship that we can live in the supernatural. The problem is not with God. The problem is how open are we to God? That's the problem. Oh, you know, my children, they went here. You know, they get here and here. My God will perfect everything that which concerns me so that I can live in peace. That wherever they go, my God is with them. Even if you hear you have something there, pain in the leg or pain somewhere, you know my God is there. It will go. And that's the way we are going. With this prayer that we will take, where we pray together, that's time, you start to see things changing. You start to see solution to your problem. You start to hear people phoning here that prayer, that's what things you are praying for. God has done like this and this and this. Why? It's because of the power in the name of Jesus. The fellowship of the Holy Spirit. He wants us together as the body of Christ together to save him. He didn't call us to be sick. He doesn't want to be sick. He doesn't want us to be poor. He doesn't want to be like this and this and this. No. Him, where we come together, then we can see those things. Why? Because people, they say, why you receive the Holy Spirit is still suffering. There is something other that we need to do, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. And you are alone. You alone can do that one. When you come closer to Holy Spirit so that he can just talk to you when he wants. When you want. He can talk to you, say, like this and this and this. Then you can live in the supernatural. And the time is here. The time is here. He told me here when we were just worshiping here together that he's doing something new. He told me that he will take us to another level. Not only one person. He take us to another level. That's why together as the body of Christ, together as the people of God, when we pray, then you start to get revelation. God starts to lead you. Oh, this is what you do. This is the step you do. Or you asking God, do I have to go here? Do I have to do this thing? And they tell you, no, this is not the time. This is the time to do these things here for my glory. And then you can see him pay more for you. He is your God. Remember that he is your God. He knows you more than anybody. He died for you. He just wants you to have that fellowship. Fellowship of Holy Spirit doesn't come because you're coming to church. No. No. It's your own personal decision. Strong desire to come that one. The spirit of prayer is your own strong desire. It's your own strong desire. I'll give you an example of the woman who had a strong desire in the Bible. This woman was sick for 12 years. And she went to all the doctors, but nobody could help her. But she had a strong desire inside her. And she heard about Jesus. And she said to herself, if only I go and touch the mantle of Jesus, I'll be healed. That's the strong desire. And she went and touched. And suddenly the woman was healed. Your strong desire is something very, very important for you to receive something from God. Your strong desire. Strong desire will confirm and activate your faith ready to receive. And then you receive. Imagine how many people touch Jesus but nothing happened. But when she comes, she touched Jesus and she was healed. That's what God wants. Strong desire to serve God. Strong desire to come in that relationship of the Holy Spirit. Strong desire to do what God wants us to do. Then we can succeed. Then you find yourself all the time thanking God. People say, how your life is positive all the time? You say positive. Why? Because of the relationship that I have with the Holy Spirit. And everybody have to cultivate his own relationship with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit, for the success. All these 10 minutes that we're going to pray, to pray together, is that we'll be praying together in the Spirit. Wherever we are, we'll be praying. But the Spirit, who knows all that we need, who can touch everywhere, who do his work. That's what we're going to do. It's when we yield to the Holy Spirit. He said, my house shall be called the house of prayer. A Christian should be a person who pray to God. Not only when we come here and pray, but everywhere, even at home. We want to be people of prayer. People of prayer. People who knows the value of prayer. And then we can succeed in everything that we do. Hallelujah. Can we stand up and praise God? Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Sharabo Sandra Basibre Kebeshira Bosara. Kerebeshe Brekebeshi Kabosorboshira. Rindo Saebre Kebeshi Kabosorboshi Karabosara. Father, I pray for strong desire for prayer for everybody who's here. I pray for strong desire, Father, for everybody who's here. Jesus. 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 Oh, Shibre Kebesika, Rabosere Beshika. Fill us more and more. Jesus. Oh, Shaka, Rabosere Beshira, Rabosere Beshika. Ribondor Sebre Kebeshika, Rabosere Beshika. Riboshe Bre Kebesika, Rabosaka, Raboshaka. Ribondor Sebre Kebeshika, Rabosere Beshika. Oh, Sharabo Serebeshika. Ribosebre Kebeshika. We'll do something here right now. Riboseke Rebeshibre Kebesika, Rabosere Beshika. Riboshebre Kebesika, Raboseka. This group here, just pray for one another. Join this group. Okay? Join this group. Pray for one another. And everything you get from God, then say it. And this group here, pray for one another. Hallelujah. And this group here, you pray for your four, three. You can pray for one another. So the other people are coming. You pray for one another there. And everything you get from God, say it out. Yep, just pray for one another. Just pray for one another there, this group here. Oh, Shandra Basibre Kebeshika Boserebesira. Maybe you can come here in front and we can pray with Elizabeth. Oh, Shaka Bosara Boshandra Basira. Rika Tarabosere Beshika Bosere Beshira Bosandra Basira. Rika Rabase Brekebeshika Bosa. Rindo Se Brekebeshika Bosorobosira. Reke Sekebeshinda Rabase Brekebeshira Bosa. Rico Toro Sekebeshandra Base Brekebeshika Bosa. Reke Sekebeshi Brekebeshika Bosorobosira. Rindo sebre kebe shika bosorobosira, rekebe sandra basebre kebe shika bosa. Rindo sebre kebe shika bosorobosika, oribo sebre kebe shika ribasaka. Rende sabra kabo sherebe shika, rindo sebre kebe shika bosorobosira. Oshaka, reke saka boshende besira, rindo sebre kebe shika bosorobosira, rindo sebre kebe shika bosorobosira. Oribondo sebre kebe shira, rika tarabosere be shika bosa. Oribondo sebre kebe shinda bosa, rika torose kebe shira bosa. Rende sebre kebe shika bosorobosira, rende sebre kebe shika bosere besira, rindo sebre kebe shika bosere, reke saka boshandra basira. Oribondo sebre kebe shika, reke besandro bosere, rende sebre kebe shika. Sarabosa, Oribondo Sebre Kebeshikabosa, Rekesa Kaboshondo Bosira, Riboseke Beshikabosirebesira, Oriboseke Beshikabosa, Rebeshebre Kebeshikabosarabosa, Riboshebre Kebeshikabosara, Rende Sebre Kebeshikabosirebeshika, Oribondo Sabra Kaboshere, Kerebesebre Kebeshika, Ricotoro Sekrebeshibre, Oribondo Sebre Kebeshika.